Yes, it's Luke 16, verses 1 to 13, and it's entitled The Parable of the Shrewd Manager, on page 1050. So Luke 16, 1 to 13. Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer. The manager said to himself, what shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses. So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, how much do you owe my master? 800 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 400. Then he asked the second, and how much do you owe? 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you the property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Thank you. Father, we thank you. All that we have and are comes from your hand, and of your own we give you now. Will you use these gifts for your purposes in and through the life, work, and witness of this fellowship, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Right. Well now, I hope after the space we've got another picture coming up, and it's all about whose harvest. And the parable that we just had read to us is about a manager who wasn't really following God's way, but he was certainly managing things to get back some of the goods that were owed to him. So he cut down the amount and he got something back. And what Luke tells us is, even that man was quicker and cleverer than sometimes we might be. And in that section there, we've got all the ways in which we can actually bring our fruits to God. This is from harvest all around the world, in very dry places where the crop is just grown with irrigation, in the desert, the top right there, chickens in the middle, all of the different things. Next, have a look. And what God actually wants us to do is to be good stewards of his creation. And Luke says at the beginning of our gospel reading, give an account of your stewardship. We will have a day of reckoning when God will ask us, what have you done with the life I've given you? What have you done with the time and the opportunities I've given you? Have you brought yourself to me? Have you trusted in my son, Jesus Christ? I provided him for you. He died on the cross for you. And I want you to follow him. And I want you to be the person that only you can be. Do you know there is nobody else in the universe like you? Nobody else has ever been made just like you. You know that? And God values you tremendously, and he wants you to blossom. That's one of my grandsons there, Jack, actually. Somebody tricked him into standing in front of that palm tree so it looked like a hat. But it's symbolic of fruit. Because if we look in Galatians, let's read that. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Who would like to volunteer to read that for us? I've got a microphone here, so you can volunteer anywhere in the church. Who would like to volunteer? This lady's going to volunteer, and I don't even know her name. Thank you. Anne. Thank you, Anne.
22 and 23.
That's it.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Thank you. Now, mums and dads, when you get your children home at lunchtime, see if they can tell you all nine aspects of the fruit. It's only one fruit, but it's got nine characteristics, and they're all there in those verses. That's the fruit that God wants us to produce. So this harvest, it's not just the fruits that we brought here, all these wonderful cereals and all the fruits of the field around us. It's actually the fruit of our lives that God is interested in. Next. And also, of course, what kind of aroma do we produce? What kind of fragrance? On the left, anybody know what that is? Sorry? They're not. No, actually they do look rather like tomatoes from here. Slightly unfair. I ought to have had the flower. I did have it on the first. It's honeysuckle fruit. It's honeysuckle fruit. And on the right, of course, a rose. It's actually, if you're into roses, it's Penny Lane. And both of those are very fragrant. You can smell them on the night air. And so what fragrance do we have from our lives? Do we, when we interact with people, are they glad? Or when we go, or when we come? You know, the fragrances. 2 Corinthians 2, verses 14 to 17. Who would like to read that for us? Do we have a volunteer on this side of the church? We do. Good man. Go for it. Verses 14 to 17. But thanks be to God. That's it there. I'll get you the mic. Let me just get that. Go for it.
But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him.
Thank you. That's it. The fragrance of the knowledge of him. Thank you. So what fragrance are we producing in our lives? That's the challenge to each one of us this morning. Next. And what about that? Do you know what that is? There are some people here. Yes? It is a sort of beehive, a skep. It's a beehive. And so, of course, bees, honey, sweetness. Are we known for sweetness or sourness? You know, when something bad happens to us, when someone bumps into us, or something we don't like, how do we react? And a smile bump out from us, or do we start saying other things to that person? What? It's a challenge, isn't it? What are we producing? A harvest of sweetness. The bees there are producing in Cornwall. Next. What about that? This boy. Can you see what it says on his shirt? Property of Jesus, and what size is it? Extra, extra large. I'm not going to ask if there's anybody here who wears an extra, extra large shirt. But, you know, God's love for you and for me is extra, extra large. And what fruit he's capable of producing into this world through your life is extra, extra large. But first of all, we have to hand over our lives to him. And this boy has done that out there in Malawi. Next. And here we are. Let's say this together. Never forget the final harvest matters most. That cross on the left here was made in Costa Rica. And it's rather clever. You can see Jesus, because the cross is all about Jesus. And it's an empty cross, as you have on your wall behind the screen. And this child here in South Africa, the final harvest matters most.